Hey everyone, quick show with Nick and Kix. We get some more Nick technical analysis on ETH. He's still bearish. Kix also talks about a dream trade scenario which involves taking out a loan and basically buying a Bored Ape with leverage. There's a lot of risk involved, but it was fun hearing about it. Kix also talks about some NFTs he just bought on Solana of all places. And we also look at some Marin Altman astrology related technical analysis, which was a lot of fun. As usual, the content is sponsored by FTX. Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code TheNifty on your FTX mobile app. In this show, we are talking about the NFT bear market and where the money's at. Where the money at? As usual, this show is sponsored by FTX. Nothing is financial advice. We're not financial advisors. The NFT space is incredibly risky, so always do your own research. If you like the content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Captain Kix, you've been active in this bear market.
Yes,
what
sir.
Are you buying, man? What's the strategy here?
Well, you know, I hedged my bet. I said, okay, I'm going to, you know, put a little bit into just full-on degen absurdity. And then put a little bit into a new project that, you know, maybe we're going to get some run action that has a good narrative behind it. So first things first, I bought Gnomesville, really, really ugly art, like impressively ugly. Like, I think it's actually worse than Goblins in terms of like net ugliness, which for me, I think could work out great. Early project, free to mint. I got it at 0.03. It's flat. That's a complete gamble. 90% chance it ain't going nowhere. 10% chance it's shooting up and all. Get a nice 4-5x dinger. But then I have also accumulated 5 of the Just Apes. The reason why I bought it is because I opened up OpenSea and it was number one on volume. So I was like, that's awesome. I think
you
I may
worried
buy it.
About buying it late.
Well, and also the cool thing about volume on Solana is it just sounds so much bigger. Like 104,000 Solana in 24 hours. That seems like a shit ton. So I said, hey, I want to get in on that. So I was thinking about buying a couple, and then Easy said, don't buy them. The founder has soft rugged 2 projects previously.
Oh,
and
boy.
For me, I was like, I'm going to counter trade Easy on this one.
Wow.
Because it's soft rugs. And guess what? Zagabond soft rug twice. Guess what the third one was? Azuki, right? And so I look at these. I'm like, this is cool, fun art. I honestly like it better than OK Bears. OK Bears kind of coming down in price. Coming down back down to earth. So I think Just Apes are going to go up. So my price target here is 30.
What did you buy it at?
9.
Okay. Got it. You're just banking on a 3X.
What are we at right now?
What we're 12
at. 12.5.
12.5. So you're up, baby. You're up.
I'm up a couple Solanas. Yeah. I'm up a baker's dozen.
These do not look better than OK Bears.
They look great. You know what they remind me of? Curious George.
Yeah, they're ripoff of Curious George.
On the Solana show today, I'm really going to try to work the Curious George narrative. That's actually why I'm wearing these glasses, because they remind me of Curious George's dad. And so I'm really trying to embody that, because I feel like I am the dad of my Just Apes, and I need to make sure that they live a good life and that their price go up.
Are you going to be buying these Just Apes?
No. There's no way I would touch this with a 10-foot pole. Instead, I'm interested in looking at the price of OK Bears and participating in that at some point. It's still too expensive.
Still you want the OK Bears?
OK Bears, long time ago. Just Apes, now. You want to have now. Okay? OK Bears has its run. Nate Rivers, who literally like put in so much effort to champion these things up to like 280, now they're below his average buy-in cost. He got so frustrated to the point that he actually asked people on Twitter, can we just move all of our Solana NFTs to Ethereum? And he got a little bit of blowback for that, because he's like, so you kind of like came on Solana, championed it, and now 3 weeks later, you want to just move your whole portfolio back to Ethereum, bridge all your Solana NFTs over. So I think OK Bears, the narrative is a little weak right now. Just Apes with like a potential serial rugger behind it, I think like has a more interesting conversational narrative here, but that's just me.
It's I definitely would not participate in this other one. Okay, fair enough. I didn't know that story with Nate. Wait, it's Nate or who's it?
Nate Rivers. I can
play Nate Rivers. There you with it's, OK Bears. Yeah.
It's a legendary tweet. We could pull it up.
I wanted to say Nate Alex because he just tweeted about how he bought some NFTs for 0.07 last week and they're now worth 0.006. And I'm like, you know how to trade.
That's not too bad. That's only down 90%. It could go down another 90% from there.
Yeah.
It's a full, right now, it's a full casino, right? It really is. And the craziest part is that the people that are holding the free mints and holding the stuff, like the poop and stuff like that, the poop and the We're All Gonna Die and previously Goblin Town, it's just amazing to me that the people that held are the ones that got rewarded because free mints are breaking one ETH routinely. We've had three bangers of free mints breaking one ETH, and we hadn't really seen that. I guess Anonymous did back in the day, and I think that there's some other examples of that, but it's kind of crazy. You know, Nick, like, I think everyone's always fascinated to know how you're going to approach markets. And when you're really dialed in, you know, there's not that many people that are better. You're only rarely really dialed in, you know, but when you are dialed in, it's a wrap. So if you, let's say your livelihood was trading right now, that was the only thing that was putting food on the table, what would you be doing?
Are you just saying like, wow, Nick, you're so comfortable in your life and it seems like you've just given up and don't care anymore?
No,
that's
kind of
what it sounds like.
No, you're busy. Like we are running businesses and trying to deliver value. But
I actually still am interested in buying a number of items. You know, I've been thinking, you know, what's the items that are on your watch list? Goblins, still on my watch list. I would buy back into Goblins. Straight up, I would buy back into Goblins.
Buy back in? You sold out?
I sold a few days ago. I ended up netting even basically on the whole thing, unfortunately.
I'll have to see some proof of that.
6.5 ETH.
Oh, okay. So
I sold the Goblin for 5.5 and then the
You got the airdrop.
The airdrop I sold for 1.25, so it's at 6.75 minus the transaction fee, unfortunately.
Yeah, you came out unscathed, but yeah, you would look to nibble back in on it.
I definitely am interested, but here's why. I can share my screen real quick about why I've been doing this, and this is the only thing that I'm looking, the pattern that I'm watching right now.
Let's go.
This is the pattern that I've been watching. We had this once before, and we saw this. I called, this one, I DM'd or I texted Easy. It was
and this is the floor price of
no,
of
this
Goblin
is just
Town.
ETH.
Okay.
The minute by minute floor price of Goblin Town. But I was looking at this pattern and I said, if it breaks below, okay, we're going to get down the downwick of this flag. It went down again. Okay, correct. Then we went through this thing again, bearish flag and or falling wedge, whatever you want to call it. You can break above or break below. In this case, we broke below. We got that breakdown again down this distance, came back down. Okay. Now I'm looking back at this wedge is the one that I'm looking at, and I'm saying, are we going above or below this? So every day I've been saying the same thing again. This was, you can go on the 1 hour, you can go in smaller and smaller and smaller. This is another bear flag, and so this was coming down. I was expecting another ramp down this height. It didn't make it all that way, and the only reason that I have is that there's support around this range. But if we break that, which is where a new level that we're developing, this range that I have here is from previously, but I'm waiting for us to either break above this or drop below. Someone says it's the most cringeworthy shit. Bode Moon Ruma, we'd love to have you on the show. Just kidding. So anyways, this is how I'm trading. And so I basically have, I'm in GUSD and then I own the existing NFTs that I have, but that's why I'm basically waiting for us to break below. And, if we break below, then that's when I'm considering buying back into, Goblins. But this is the only reason that I ended up doing this. So this is the pattern that I'm looking at. I'd like to see Bode Moon's portfolio to see how he's been trading recently.
Don't engage, Nick. I mean, look, everyone was attacking me on social media yesterday from every angle. You just can't engage. You just don't do it. People are mad the past couple of days. No idea why. I didn't feel like there was that much market volatility.
There has to be frustration that...
they're losing money.
Yeah, and that everything has changed. The paradigm has changed. You know, it used to be buy blue chips, price go up. Now it's buy poop, price go up. That's going to affect some people.
Liam Darmody just asked on Twitter. He said, what tool are you using? This is just TradingView. And some people are like, oh, you're not in dark mode? No.
No, he's not, dude. He's a member of the Light Squad. I was actually looking at the Ethereum prices, and I was thinking it's actually really not that bad. If you look at it on the weekly, it's kind of just been, you know, accumulating in this zone for a while. I mean, maybe we get one more. Look at that one there. Maybe we get one more flush, but I don't know, man, especially with the inflation narrative. You know, if you look back to the 1970s when inflation was
still
really
in my range.
Yeah, see? When inflation was really bad, like the biggest gainers were like gold and silver in the 70s, you know, and like our version of that isn't probably gold and silver this cycle. It could potentially be like Bitcoin and Ethereum. So I don't know.
This could break above. Like I'll buy the shit out of it over this level.
Buy Ethereum.
What's that level at, Dad?
Yeah, and Bitcoin. This level for ETH. Well, this top yeah. above is 1932.
Okay.
But I mean, you could even go a little bit below, but 1932 above that, I get comfortable. It needs to then test that level again. But I'd start nibbling over that. But I like what you're saying on the weekly. You're correct. This is still in a good mode. So we haven't actually broken below and we haven't had it drop below that. That said, this was the level that we broke below, this top one, and made everyone say, there's no way that this is getting better. Someone's saying head and shoulders and knees and toes, baby. So yeah, you're correct. If it drops down that way, we'll look out below. But I don't know how you do the math on that from the top to the bottom of a head and shoulders pattern. And this is a real jacked up head and shoulders here. Like this is just gobbledygook here. So
I mean, Bod Monora still wants to, you know, talk on your TSA. I mean, you can use Ikimoto clouds, you can do your fucking Fibonacci shit or whatever, but all I know
stuff
is
gets ludicrous. Like that's some
the golden Fibonacci ratio.
You can do your that's you the can best. Do your you can do your like double crab pattern, whatever you want to do. All I know is that NFT Nick has literally DM'd me three times over the past 2 weeks making a prediction on ETH's price and nailed it three out of three times. Where it was literally just free money. Like I just put 100K in on Coinbase and it's like, there's a 10% little ripper right there. So you can TA all you want, but all I know is Nick's hitting dingers on the price action. So
this one's looking the same as well here. So I'm interested to see, you know, if we come down to this, this one tests this level. I don't know. I'm interested to see where it goes. Right now, I'm just in a holding pattern waiting for some visibility on where this goes.
Break out above blue line.
Yeah, and my sale of someone said 200-day moving average. So the Bod Monrua, how are you say your stupid fucking name?
I just think
he's got to figure out.
I'm having fun with it.
No. So I get caught up engaging with these people. It never ends up well.
Anyways, the bottom line is I'm just waiting. And that's my goblin trade, as crazy as it sounds, is literally based on this. I expect ETH to drop. And if we get another serious meltdown, then that meltdown is going to be nasty. And the price of my underlying NFTs are going to go down. And the reason I've been in GUSD all along is because this is what I've been saying is going to happen. And it's why I'm still holding that position, because I went against my own stuff.
Nick, I have a thought, okay? Tell me if this, the pros and cons of this like degen strategy. Okay. Imagine if, what's the cost of a Bored Ape right now in USDC?
170,000, I think. Actually less.
So what if you were to buy a Bored Ape and then you were to go short on $170,000 worth of ETH? When would that work out great, and when would you get blown up? You would get blown up if ETH rips and NFTs go down, right?
Why do we have Marin on the screen?
Well, oh, because we need
the astrologer.
We need some backup for our TA. But Nick, finish your thought. I didn't mean
she's like uncomfortable to watch, but
well, it's a very risky trade potentially. But if you were to go short ETH at the equivalent amount of a Bored Ape Yacht Club buy, and then ETH absolutely craters to like 1100, you could think that Bored Ape Yacht Club would potentially go up in ETH. And so basically you would have shorted ETH, and then also which you would make out on ETH going down, but then you would also gain ETH in Bored Ape Yacht Club repricing up.
Doesn't sound too bad, Nick.
You could, even if you're trying
that
to get real,
like
heated,
a complicated trade. I have.
No, this is what
of...
you do. You would go into Compound. You would go into Compound. You would.
I'm gonna get fucking wrecked on this trade. Like, there's no doubt.
Fabo just goes,
on.
What?
Hold on. Keep. Let's play it out. Let's go. Okay. Let's go for it.
You would go into Compound.
I'm writing this down, by the way. Okay.
You would supply ETH. Then you would borrow USDC. And then you would take that USDC and you would go buy a Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Bored Ape.
And then what you would hope is that, oh, wait, no. I think you do it the other way. You supply USDC, borrow the ETH, and then you would buy the Bored Ape with the ETH. And then the Bored Ape Yacht Club would go up in ETH, and then you would sell the ETH back into the loan. And then you would end up with more ETH.
I see what you're saying. So essentially, you're basically buying the Bored Ape with U.S. dollars rather than with ETH.
But you're essentially shorting the ETH while you're doing it. So that if ETH goes down in price and Bored Ape Yacht Club like reprices up to 150 ETH, then you would like net like 70 ETH out of the situation.
Oh, because your loan is in ETH.
Exactly.
Oh, I did not realize when you take the loan that it's priced in ETH, not exactly in the USD equivalent.
Exactly.
Holy shit. Okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
But that's really risky. So let's say ETH rips.
You're fucked. Oh, yeah. It's fucking over.
And now I'm sitting there trying to sell my Bored Ape into a rip of an ETH price and settle it, and it's going to reprice.
Yeah, there's two ways you can get fucked with this trade.
Sounds awful.
You can get fucked if ETH goes up. You also can get fucked if ETH goes down, but also Bored Ape Yacht Club craters. But
there's a little bit of risk.
So they're out of the three outcomes here.
There's
one of
really
them you
one.
Make money.
But it's a good one. You make a lot of money.
I don't really like this trade.
Yeah. Let's check back in 3 months and we'll just see what would have happened. That's
you got it. As Laguna Carta said it, you get liquidated and you still have the Bored Ape. So that is true. I don't know what price difference it goes to. I've heard really positive things from Compound that like people that get liquidated are often surprised with the amount of capital that they end up getting back out of that loan. But I don't know what the breakdown is on that. We'd need to do deeper analysis in order to figure that out. But I hate that trade primarily because I don't do anything complicated. Once I start doing complicated shit, I start losing money.
Yeah, like today I was thinking about like, what if I go long the Nikkei and go short S&P 500.
I don't know. There's probably some term for that. The sushi roll?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, actually, that's a good term. So the reason why I was thinking about doing the sushi roll is because Japan's not doing any quantitative tightening. And so I was thinking that basically as long as the Nikkei outperforms the S&P 500, you win. But then there's also three ways you can lose on that one too. So I'm really looking at strategies that have a 25% dice roll, but if it works out, it works out. So that's me. I got my sophisticated glasses on.
for big sophisticated things. Trades.
Thinking big things, dude. If you're out there thinking about buying a Bored Ape, why not just buy a Bored Ape on loaned Ethereum? Way more risky. If Ethereum goes up in price, you're fucked. But if Ethereum tanks, there's some interesting scenarios where you could come out ahead.
Why not borrow that, then lend out that money? And then borrow again, double it down, take it into another currency, borrow against that,
and then put it in
a Bored Ape. then take the remainder, put it in an Anchor.
I'm only buying Bored Ape in yen. I convert all my money to yen first, and then I buy my Bored Ape.
That's good.
The best trade. It's a 4x NFT trade. Not many people are on that yet these days, but I am.
The USD has been doing much stronger versus, and actually right now it's on a continued rip.
So it came down.
An epic run.
Dude, should we host an event in Japan? Like, I feel like that's the move
right
here. I'm telling
you, Japan's going to be big, man. That's what I'm thinking, doing the sushi roll. I think it's a good trading strategy. Short the S&P. We're doing QT over here. We're tightening up the belt. It's going to be painful. Over in Sushi Roll Town, they're like, uh-uh, party's still on. We ain't tightening nothing. We ain't tightening up our bank's quantitative easing. We're actually going to keep easing away. Asia booms. U.S. struggles a little bit. That's the Sushi Roll trade. Then we have what we call the California NFT roll, and that's borrowing ETH to buy a bored ape and getting super leveraged.
We're back to 1998 in terms of the price of the Japanese yen. Now, I did not that's do much saying. Travel over to Japan back then, but I'm now going to go look on like hotels.com and some of these places to see how much it would be to stay in one of the most expensive cities in the world. So it's not going to be too big of a discount, but
let's charter a private jet so I can bring Sapphire with me.
Yeah, totally.
They don't let dogs there, I think. And we could give you a little bit of market research like they did in The Big Short. Like you guys could walk around. You could be like, this economy's booming, Nick. Get in on the sushi roll strat. And I think I could end up being like one of the most famous investors of all time. If my Bored Ape ETH California NFT roll strategy works, and if my social strategy roll works, like I will probably write a book.
There we go. That the sushi roll trade. You know, it was the kimchi trade, which was the one that SBF you were talking made about? All of his money on.
Yes, where he would ARB the BTC exchanges.
Yes, from South Korea, and then move that money into Japan, and then have the Japan bank wire the money back to the U.S., something like that. It was
what a genius,
something like that, whatever it is. I'm going to be looking up, Tokyo hotels.
Yeah, lost in translation.
I went to that hotel and sat at the bar. I actually at that time met somebody and went on a date, during that, because I thought I'd relive the lost in translation experience. She wasn't really into me at the end of the day. She was really more into, me paying for shit. So that's great.
That'll happen sometimes. It's okay, man. Don't let it get to you.
Do you guys want to see the astrology TA?
Yep.
Let's just get after it real quick.
Here we go.
June 11th to 12th, I'm expecting major chaos in financial markets, possible data breaches or power outages, even earthquakes, specifically earthquakes, as a result of Venus conjunct Uranus in Taurus. With this happening right alongside the North Node, which amplifies things or increases the focus, all happening in Taurus, a sign of fixed Earth, especially representative of natural resources, finance, Earth, like earthquakes. This is why I'm leaning towards disruptions in these foundations and would expect possible issues like exchanges going down, hectic energy in the market, or major power outages, supply shock issues, natural disasters. It doesn't have to be bad per se, but it's extremely disruptive. And as a result, I'm very cautious about the market. With other things going on in crypto from the 12th to the 15th, I am expecting more bearish price action and preparing to short. And if you're wondering how this is going to show up in your own life, you can check my previous video for how this is happening in the Taurus house of everyone's chart. It's not good, it's not bad, it's just chaotic and out of nowhere. So good luck.
We thrive in the chaos, baby.
So my favorite is how she's just kind of like, earthquake, hello, wake up, I'm telling you it's gonna be an earthquake, you know,
man. I actually love, to be fair, a lot of her calls have been really spot on with her astrology.
She's nailed several calls.
Yeah, it's been
for real, dude. Like, I'll tell you what, I've been watching this crazy rich Asians a reality show that takes
place. Oh, it's really good. I
so good. Kane, you know how Kane's super into astrology, but he's into Chinese astrology. And I'm thinking we should get Marin on Chinese astrology, see if there's any differences in that. But yeah, she's right. It's going to be a volatile state of affairs. Just want to do a quick thing right now.
Dude, the hotels in Tokyo are cheap as shit right now. I just went and looked it up. Five-star hotel, five stars, $183 a night.
And imagine as the dollar is tightening and Japan is easing, what that's going to do to the Nikkei. So sushi roll strat, you could pay for your whole trip. But I got a quick little pop quiz for PO and NFT Nick. You could win a Just Ape. You have 5 seconds to answer the question. Who was the artist in the song that Marin was playing there? Ready, set, go. Five.
I don't know.
Four. Three.
I thought the song choice was hilarious, though.
Zero.
Bjorn.
Nope. Nice try. It was Grimes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Real quick, Pio, if you want to stay at the Lost in Translation Hotel, it's $327 a night.
I would love to go to Japan at any time. Who's going to watch my dog, number one, and who's going to, you know, host the NFT morning?
Well, once you're in New York, it's going to be easier for you to get a dog walker, I'm imagining.
100%. 1,000%. It's going to be much easier.
Yeah, you ever seen those people walking like 16 dogs at the same time?
Well, what's the minimum? Can we do a 6-day trip to Japan, to Tokyo?
Oh, I'd love to go.
Six days?
But this is what I would do. I would take the entire company treasury and do the sushi roll trade and pay for that shit in a day.
No, we got a Japanese fan. Big, dude. There's a Japanese audience member saying, please come.
Dude. Someone said, can we go to Japan with COVID stuff? That's a good question.
Good question, man.
Good question. I think you can.
Let's see. Japanese COVID restrictions.
Anthony said, I'll go. Anthony also said he's going to pop up at our event at NFT NYC and give us
hugs. Oh, they
hugs.
Just opened to tourists. I forgot about that one day ago. So.
That's big for the markets, dude. Oh, I'm totally doing this long short thing, dude. I'm telling you.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this trade. This sounds like one of the most ludicrous things ever.
It's called a hedge, bro. You're betting that the S&P is going to go
Are you
go
hedging
down.
In U.S. dollars or are you hedging in Japanese yen?
I'm shorting the S&P 500 and I'm longing the Nikkei stock market, which is Japanese stock market.
No, I understand, but they're priced in yen. So how does that work when you long it?
Oh, there's fucking index funds, bro.
This is so good. Those glasses are great, man. I appreciate you having those.
Thank you.
For those listening on the podcast, Captain Kicks is wearing some hilarious glasses.
It's my Goblin Town market glasses. When you're in the chop, you know, earthquake and shit.
I'm liking her prediction.
It's
literally spot on then of what I'm saying here. I mean, I have at least, you know, we have 10 days before it breaks down, in my opinion, or breaks up. And so that's what I'm looking for.
I've not done cocaine in 6 years. I do nicotine pouches and coffee. It's much healthier for the body than cocaine. I can tell you that much.
I love it. You're the best. Fucking love Kicks. Do you guys think that Marin actually either does real TA herself or consults with people that are actually good at TA?
You want to know a famous, you wanna know a famous quote, dude? It was by a really rich, smart guy. JP Morgan Chase.
JP Morgan.
Yeah, JP Morgan.
Or Jamie Dimon.
He said millionaires. No, JP Morgan, the guy that's like dead. He's like lived in the 1900s, early 1900s. He said that
JP Morgan Chase.
1800s or something. He said, yeah, little people know that he actually had Chase in his last name. That's why it got added. He said millionaires don't need astrology. Billionaires do.
That's a heavy one.
The people like moving world markets, man. They're deep into that astrology, dude.
Wow.
And that's why I need it.
I bet Marin charges like $1,000 an hour and has some like top tier Web3 clients.
That's not okay, like, that imagine that.
That sounds inappropriate.
Well, let's just say I actually she consults us on Crypto Raiders and she told us to go all cash 100 days ago. And our treasury is looking pretty fat.
Wait, you actually paid her for this?
I'm just trying to show entertaining.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
But I'm actually thinking about it now. I bet you, like, I'm telling you, man, astrology, that matters.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to wrap. We got an easy show here at 5 p.m. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. We're going to have to pull Marin clips in more often because that was like lights out. A lot of confidence there. Some serious TA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just tuning in for the first time, we do this show every day. Listen to our Twitter show. Sign up for our newsletter, thenifty.com/newsletter, and make sure that you hit the like button and smash the subscribe button. We will catch you guys next time. Thanks so much.
Watch out for the earthquakes.
Watch out for the earthquakes. My man Kicks is going to pop up on the Solana show, so that'll be fun. Catch you guys next time.
Wearing these glasses. Later.